Search the city.
Find those hidden gems in your city
on the 947 Weekender
with Matt Flex.
I got the chance to go through to Liberty Chef. This is in Rosebank, 54 on Bath is where it's currently being shown. I say shown because this feels like it is as much a performance as it is a dinner. You have an incredible meal, but there's a lot more to it.
You've got to be sitting there. You've got to be in the seat in order to experience the 4D delivery.
This is Paul Roussart.
I am the owner and show producer of Dinner Time Stories SA and Liberty Chef Southern Africa.
Liberty Chef literally means little chef. And that's exactly what he is. A little 6-centimeter man that appears right the way throughout your meal and tells you the story of how he became the world's greatest chef.
The thing that makes it so unbelievable is that it's mapped onto the table. So it means that we can use various props and various structures, even as simple as a dinner plate, and we can project onto that plate in 3D. And then obviously what happens is that we create the 4D environment by adding all of the elements that come with it.
So while you're sitting at your table, this little character's running around, jumping off your plate. There is things that he'll interact with on the table, and it means that it feels like he is actually there.
There was a point where I thought he was going to knock over my wine.
Yeah.
And I think that for me showed the level of immersion.
Absolutely.
Where I was into it. I was there. I fully believed in that moment that there was a little person on my table. And I thought, you're such an idiot. That's not how this works.
Matthew, we've had people actually ask to see him. They want him to come to the table from the kitchen.
Please tell me this was a child, not a fully grown human.
This was an adult. And of course, we had to make excuses for him and say that he was still chopping the onions, but he would try and make an appearance at some point during the show. Yeah, the reality of what you're experiencing is so realistic that you are, as you say, fully immersed.
Without experiencing yourself, I'm not sure there is really a way to get the full feeling of it. This is because it includes so many senses. It's the interaction of all of the stuff together. And because of this, there's actually a lot of people that go multiple times once they've seen the show. Because apparently you pick up different things every time you go. One of these people was Joanne. I wanted to find out what kept her coming back.
It's the beautiful projection with the storyline on the tablecloths, and it's the props that they use. So there's a few different themes that run. So tonight's one happens to be the French one. But there's another one, which is the Marco Polo spice route, which uses like Aladdin lamps full of spices. And the whole thing is that the storyline with the little chef running around makes you finish your meal. So they bring the food that he's explained to you, and you've got to finish the experience and make your meal before you eat it. Something different to do that you can't explain to someone unless they come.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one who is battling to explain it. And look, it is one of those things that seems to have spread through word of mouth. When it first dropped, the bookings were insane.
We were fully booked for literally 9 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. We were running waiting lists for over 6 weeks in order for people to get a ticket to the show. So we knew that we'd struck gold. And as a result of that, we've obviously remained in South Africa. We've traveled to all of the major regions.
The nice thing about this is, as Paul mentioned over there, they do travel. The downside of this is that it's not permanent. It moves on.
100%, yeah. So there's always an urgency to book. Le Petit Chef never reveals his travel plans. He's here 1 minute and gone. Next.
What a diva.
Your title. And you can't believe the luggage that he needs to take with him. But he's a pop-up. So he's got 76 branches around the world right now. We do have a fairly big worldwide presence, but it comes and goes. So today it might be 76, tomorrow it might be 80, and by Friday it could be down to 74, depending on what's happening.
So that wraps up part two, but up next we're going to be chatting to some of the other attendees that joined me on the night. And one of the things I have to say is this was very communal. You sit at a community table with a bunch of people that you meet on the night, and I think that was really cool because it added a nice social element to it. We'll talk about it up next.
Search the city.
Find those hidden gems in your city
on the 947 Weekender
with Matt Flex.
We got seated at a sort of community table, and by the end of the evening, I felt like I was good mates with the people that were sat around us.
Very definitely. So the beauty of the projection is only noticed and 100% enjoyed when you are seated at a table that is a long table which seats a number of people, which is a new concept for South Africans, or it was when we first introduced the product. It's not so much anymore. If you don't want that, then obviously the more friends you bring with you, we can allocate your own table to you and your friends, and your party can be independent of everybody else.
So basically, when you come to the show and everything, you come as, you don't know anyone, you come as strangers, and when you leave as friends, maybe business partners in future or whatever, you never know.
I obviously was doing it wrong, because from my side, there was no business talk that was done on the evening. But one of the things that I did find quite cool was at the end of it, I got the chance to speak to a couple of the attendees, and everyone had their own thing that jumped out to them.
Visual sensation with clear instructions on what to do by a little 6 centimeter chef.
I think my highlight was definitely the starter with the camembert. I don't know what they called it, but that was the deep fried camembert was my favorite. And then the dessert was amazing.
The dessert was cool because you got to design your own work of art. So I guess you have yourself to thank for that.
Yes, I have myself to thank, but they gave me the right ingredients. That was the best part.
This is a nice date night experience. This is a nice, unique kind of thing because you don't go anywhere where the tablecloth changes completely.
It's been amazing just having little Le Petit Chef on my plate and cooking me dinner tonight. It's been so cute taking me around the world and getting to experience it with my fiance.
Unorthodox, unique. It's about the videography and the choreography of the entire event.
It takes a massive team to put this together, and I got the chance to meet two of the managers, Lebohang and Linda.
My full name, basically, it's Lebohang, short name, Lebu. I'm the senior manager of Le Petit Chef. I run the show. I'm the engine, basically. Let me put it like that. I'm the engine of the car.
My name is Linda, and I'm a junior manager. I'm like a spare wheel.
Ah, don't say that. Second engine.
Actually, I'm like a second engine, right? Like there a second engine.
One of the things I will say about these jets is that their attention to detail is insane. It's evident throughout the entire production, and I wanted to find out how they got to this level.
Can I say, it's actually very hard, because making sure like you're paying attention and you make every single thing work, making sure our guest actually gets the best service ever and the best experience.
The thing for me is it's so much more than just food, because while they're incredible chefs, they also are kind of theater performers because of the props.
For the first time in my life, I'm adding props now. Yes, it's quite amazing and challenging as well.
If you would like to check out some of the visuals from the day, I've actually got it up on my socials where you can look at it. And truth be told, I was quite surprised that I was allowed to do this. I thought it would have been restricted. It's something that I brought up with Paul.
And one of the first questions, why do you allow everybody to film and photograph and post? And
yeah.
Like, does it not destroy the excitement around the expectation? That is a question that gets asked by somebody who hasn't experienced this. It doesn't matter how much footage there is out there. It is not the same as when you are actually experiencing and sitting in the seat.
And now having experienced it, I fully get what he's saying. There's something about the wonder and the amazement of actually being there and experiencing it firsthand. So I want to send a massive shout out to the team at Le Petit Chef. It really was cool to have something that felt truly magical. If you want to check them out, there's a couple of ways that you can actually look them up.
The website is dinnertimestories.co.za. Alternatively, if you can't remember the dinnertimestories.co.za, you can log on to lepetitchef.co.za. And of course, lepetitchef.co.za will take you to the exact same landing page as the dinnertimestories.co.za.
Search the city.
Find those hidden gems in your city
on the 947 Weekender
with Matt Flacks.